what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports. Getting ready for some high school basketball tonight. We got a lot of high school basketball to talk about on the show today, and we're going to start by talking about the Carbondale boys team. They'll return to the court tonight at home. Very interesting game against the South Summit Wildcats. Carbon looking for their third consecutive win, fresh off victories over North San Pete and Union. And joining us right now over the phone to talk about that, we have Coach Jared Butler. And Coach, I always appreciate the time and the conversation. Thank you.
Thank you, Jordan.
Definitely, Coach. Let's start by talking about the most recent outing. It was Monday, and you guys had played so many games in a very short period of time. I mean, last Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, had Saturday, Sunday off, and you were supposed to be back at it Monday and Tuesday. I know the Tuesday game fell apart, but still, nonetheless, during that hectic time frame, the boys go 3-1.
Yeah, you know, no disrespect to Uena, we should have beat them as well. We we're playing faster, Jordan. We're trying to play faster this year, upbeat, and we did really well with Delta. And I know, like I said last time, I'm not making excuses, but I know our guys were, you know, we didn't even get time to. We're still not in shape yet, you know, for basketball shape where we should be. But everybody else is that way. But looking at it and seeing it, I think, because it wasn't just a few guys. We scored 4 points in the first quarter, 7 in the second. So, you know, we got going better. We rested over the weekend. And we played a little better, you know, Monday, and then the game got canceled at Tuesday. So.
Coach, during a stretch like that, I mean, it is preparation, obviously, for what comes at the end, the ultimate goal of winning essentially 4 or 5 games in a week span. So when you go back and you look at the way the boys handled not only the gameplay, but having to wake up, get to school, because even with that traveling, they still have school. That's the student-athlete aspect of it. Just everything with practice, everything that goes into it. Were you happy with the way the boys handled that hectic 5, 6, 7 days?
Yes, definitely. And staying on top of work, we talked to them because they had to miss the latter two periods of each day, a couple of days back to back. So, yeah, they did that. I think they prepared mentally, and that's one thing that it was a lot different, but it would be just like a state scenario. You prepare for that team the next day. I didn't want to look over a team, so the first one we ended up playing, and we talked about them, and the next day, right, it was actually even in the other locker room, okay, tomorrow we have you. Okay, the next day, you know, that was a different scenario. Okay, this is uniform you're wearing. This is what they'll be, and I'll have a little bit more right before the game to tell you. So it was crazy on the coaching side of it, but I'm just, again, I said this last time before, I'm just glad we were able to play, and we still are going to. I didn't bother North Sevier's coach yet. Their whole staff is out and half of their players, but we are going to try to make that game up as well if we can at all possible. So,
well, Coach, during that stretch, there was one impressive statistic that stood out to me. We almost had a triple-double, which is really rare to come by in the high school basketball ranks. You don't see it too often. And I think what was even more impressive is you had three kids score double figures in that game. Keenan Hatch finishes with 10 points. I believe he had 10 blocks and, 8 rebounds, if I remember correctly. Boy, it's been a long time since we've seen a kid affect a game like that in so many different instances.
Yeah, and it's crazy. I talked with the players after that game in the locker room and explained that to them. As a coach, I've experienced probably less than 5 over the years, and doesn't come very often, especially with blocks, right? And I kind of kidded Keenan a little. I said, all you had to do was pull a couple more rebounds down, you know, that's. So I think he realizes how much he can do, but that was a great game for him. The first half was rough. His guy was scoring on him quite a bit, and we made a few changes. And I think he took it personal, at least it looked like it to me, and I need him to take it personal every day, you know, because that's he has that ability. He's so long. He can block a lot of them, and he did block a lot of them just standing there straight up, and it's a great thing to have.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Jared Butler of the Carbondale boys basketball team. Coach, we'll talk about tonight's game, South Summit. Always a good program, always a solid program. We know that they can produce some kids of size. They always have unique scorers. They have a unique scorer once again this year in Peyton Sanderson. I've got to see him live and in color. The kid can score the basketball. They have a very competent point guard. I mean, when you look at this team in South Summit, it is a complete squad.
Yeah, it is. They're big. He's pretty thick. He's averaging 12 points. It might have gone up or down since the last game or two, but he really seals well. I'm going to have my younger guys pay attention to him. When he doesn't have the basketball, he's always looking to find a way to either help screen or get himself an offensive rebound or position so he can get a pass. They like to pass over the top, and I'm hoping that they won't be able to do that with Keenan tonight. You know, he should be able to just be big that way. They do. They have some athletic guys, too, that maybe they're not scoring quite a bit, but they're long. And my biggest fear for them is rebounding. We've been able to take care of that so far this year. So that's my number one goal for the team. One of our biggest keys is to make sure that they don't rebound the way they're capable of.
Coach, this is a team that has, in the games that I have watched, the game I watched live all the way through and then the tape I have seen, they have struggled from time to time when you throw a man defense at them. When you look at that on tape, is that accurate? And what's the cause of that?
I don't know what the cause, but it is accurate. And we're going to try that tonight. They actually have a couple of really slick sets against the 2-3 that I've seen. One that we like to run, but they have that little slick lob play that they do. You just can't get caught. If you get caught not playing help side correctly, they can pin you. But as far as man, I don't know if it's not comfortable with the dribble. They don't really have a creator other than, you know, 24, I think you said his name, Sanderson, is that correct?
Yeah, Peyton Sanderson.
Yeah, he can create a little, and he's an all-around good player. The point guard's a solid player, but he didn't to me, and I've seen quite a bit, break people down and just create for others and that. We're going to work on that. That's definitely what we're going to try to see what they do against our man and have Keenan help quite a bit, but.
Well, it's one of those gauge games, Coach. That's what I like to call them, because anytime there's a team that we see with common opponents, I mean, that's just, it's IQ and it's data that you can collect throughout the entire season.
Yes, for sure, especially later as we'll see that region that we don't get to play some of the teams in their region, but for sure we. And you know, this is a great program. This newer coach, Coach Levi's his first name, I can't remember his last, but he's a great coach and had been an assistant for quite a long time. And that program has always been solid, you know. So,
Coach, last question before I let you go. As you gear up for Christmas break, how's the team handled that? I know things get a little different at school. Sometimes there's family gatherings that could be kids could look ahead to. I mean, it's time off, and at the end of the day, they're high school students. They don't want to be in school, right?
So. Yeah. This group loves basketball. I was going to talk to my freshmen and some of the sophomores last night. We've had such a weird year. There's years that I've coached, that I've been part of a coaching staff where we've never had a kid miss practice. Not one kid miss one practice. And that's usually the way it goes. You might have one that has to be sick or one, you know, we don't have them schedule their dentist appointments. We don't have them schedule haircuts. None of that's allowed. We just want to this year we've not had everyone at a practice yet. And it's been really weird. Our juniors, we've had a couple of injuries and we've had some grade issues. We've had some sicknesses. I'm hoping we can eventually get our whole team back, but as far as the I think we're right where we'd like to be. I am as a coach, and I hope they are. It seems like that. We did have a little bit of a letdown in practice yesterday. I hope that's not. But the day before, we had our best practice of the year. So, some of these young men and see sometimes, you know, they'll just show out and show up and go crazy. I'm hoping that's what'll happen in a good way, but we're deep enough that if a few aren't, that we can just sub a little bit around and get things rolling. And Ryland's healthy again. Winfrey's coming off one of his best games. He had, 15, 8 assists, which is really good. He got his rebounds up to 6. I'm working at those guards to get their rebounds up to 6 or 8 a game. And he had a few turnovers, more than I'd like. He ended up with 8, but, you know, the way he's pushing the ball so fast, we're going to see turnovers, so I'd like to see it lower than that. But, you know, I think we're in good shape. Preston's been playing solid. Max comes off the bench. Merrick's solid. Noah had a really good game the other night, and if he'll pick his rebounding up. We have a big team that should take care of the rebounding more every night. And if we do, I think we can be in most games.
Well, Coach, I always appreciate the time. I always look forward to the conversations. I really appreciate the time again. And the best of luck as you guys take on South Summit. And I'm sure we'll talk again real soon.
All right. Join me on Christmas and your family as well.
You and your family as well, Coach. Thank you.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We're going to talk to Coach Ted Bianco of the Carbondale Lady Basketball Squad. That's coming up next right here on Drive Time Sports.